Boys. It's our Less Than Average Below Par radio show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management. The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie.
I just called to say.
I remember I kicked it a couple of times and they just wouldn't stop.
Oh.
Like they would not stop.
Yeah.
So yeah. I kicked it really, really hard and I actually put a crack in the wall.
One, two, three, four.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Welcome to Tuesday night with Tom and Ollie. We have questions and in about 25 minutes time, Zach Dyer, who won Melbourne International Comedy Festival Raw Comedy.
Yeah, good on you, Zach.
Last year.
He's got a huge mullet and a mustache. He looks like Joe Dirt. Which is funny to start with, so it's already a great start from Zach.
He's going
to
come and hang out because we are the comedian's second home, aren't we, Ollie?
Hashtag comedian's second home. Get it trending.
Good.
Get it trending. It's not trending yet.
It's good. As well as I'm pretty annoyed. Bell Spells will be back,
which is
ridiculous.
People love it, Tom.
No,
people love it.
I don't think they do.
And I've got a great story about a suing going on between two champagne professionals, Tom, which I read in the paper.
Yeah.
Two champagne lovers are suing each other. Yeah. It's good stuff. But before we get to any of that, Tom, I've got to stop the show for a second for a bit of fashion chat.
Now?
And just go, what's the deal with
right
your shoes?
Right now?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to cast any judgment on your shoes that you've worn for the first time today.
Oh.
I'm going to leave it to you guys. Head to Tom and Ollie on Instagram. There is a poll up on our Instagram story. If you're an older lad and you're not across Instagram, get onto it. It's great. You can see the poll there.
I
want to get people's thoughts on the shoes. I'm not going to cast any judgment.
Mate, these shoes are hard to get. I got the last pair.
I know. They're expensive. They're Nikes.
Down.
Anyway, look.
The Nike Epic Reacts, they're huge.
We'll gauge the reaction from you guys, and I'll give you some details on Tom's shoes, because I think it's worth discussing what you've invested in. And let's be honest, they were expensive.
Weren't they? Yep. So what, the results of the poll up next?
Yeah, sure.
Great.
Sure.
It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. I won't back down. I won't back down. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It's Tom and Ollie. It's Triple M. And it's Tuesday night. I hope you're having a good one. I hope it was fun.
Well, Tom, I think it's good that you don't back down because you might want to brace yourself just because we're about to chat about some new shoes that you've purchased. Just to start the show off, a nice light start.
Last night I talked for half an hour about anxiety and now you're going to go into my fashion? This seems great.
Well, I've just posted a poll on Instagram, which is fun. You can do that. So I've got a photo of your shoes or a video and I've zoomed in and got a bit of an all-round angle of your new Nikes. And you can poll, you can cast your vote there. What are we at now, Tom? You're pretty good at this
stuff. Yeah, we're at 48%.
So thoughts on Tom's shoes is the question. 48% say yes. 52 are saying no. So why don't you describe the shoes?
It's one vote difference at this stage.
Okay, interesting.
It's one vote difference.
Must be a huge poll.
These are the brand new Nike shoes. I'm wearing them in. They're a runner, so they're not a casual shoe.
Okay.
So let me first of all say that I am wearing in my new runners because you can't just go for a run in a new pair of runners.
That's important because my first thought was going to be to you, what are you doing? You're wearing runners that are blue with a pink stripe and a yellow tag with some brown shorts.
These are the Nike Epic Reacts. These are, I read a lot of reviews and stuff. They said that they're the best shoes.
Who's reviewing shoes?
Are you living under a barrel?
What?
Lead? Mate, these people love sneakers. There are apps dedicated to sneakers.
Go into the store, try them on.
No. People love like collecting shoes. People love shoes. People are shoe fanatics.
Sure. I believe that.
I'm not one of them, but I needed a new pair
of
runners.
How much did you spend?
$220. And I accidentally ordered a second pair, so I've got another pair coming from the United Kingdom.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah. Look, I don't want to start the show on a negative note, but I believe this show is founded upon honesty, between friends.
What are you going to do?
I think those shoes are hideous.
Oh, my God.
I think they are a heinous pair of footwear.
Oh, my God.
I think any blue runner that has a bright pink strip and a yellow... But what is the yellow bit at the back? It's like a...
It's like a fluoro yellow tag.
It's disgusting.
It says... Mate, on Instagram right now, it's 50-50.
People are dumb. Mate, those shoes need to be...
They're runners. They're for running. They're not for casual.
Well, don't wear them to work because it's bringing me down.
Sorry. And let's just
don't
just
wear them
move
to work.
Let's move over to you for a second.
Yeah.
What are you wearing right now?
bloody old school classic Reeboks. They're a fashion item.
Yeah,
and
exactly. Yeah. Pot kettle black.
No, but you're wearing a gross fluoro pink and yellow shoe.
Oh.
What are you, a new AFL footy player?
Don't you know current fashion? It's like throwbacks to 80s.
You're not Gary Ablett. You wouldn't even get what that means.
No, I don't.
The point is, they're gross, so just don't run to work. If you're going to go running, then that's great.
I'll do what I want.
Now, the final results of the poll, just to wrap this up. Look, I can't believe people are even considering that they're okay.
They're great.
The poll is still at the same figures as it was before.
50-50.
So if you're... No,
you haven't refreshed, mate. You need to
refresh. How do you refresh?
You need to force close the app, go back into it.
Oh, are you freaking serious?
Don't
Look,
worry.
Go online, go on Instagram, check out the shoes, because I think it's worth Tom finding out the truth about people's thoughts. And yeah, the results are fairly similar right now.
Well, let me just put on Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve so that I can calm down and really get in the zone.
Mate, we've got to be honest, you know? We've got to be honest with each other. We can't be having secrets, and I think those shoes are foul.
You want to punish you? I'm going to do a double play. I'm going to go have a little sit down.
Oh,
might go meditate
no,
for
don't
a bit.
Be like
no,
that.
It's fine.
I've got my sued story about the champagne suing story.
Yeah, well, you'll have to wait for a double play, mate.
Okay.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Sorry, Tom. I know we were going to go to another song, and we are. But just quickly, people are getting very involved on Instagram.
I'm so annoyed. I
posted a photo because it's got to be said. Your outfit with the shoes is terrible.
Oh my god!
And you can admit that. Even you were like, "Yeah, I've stuffed it." Look, on Facebook, Instagram, Paul said, hashtag not fashion. And then my favorite is from a guy, his account's called Onto You. His name's Brett. His Instagram bio is simply Sydney, Australia, 2010 Subaru Liberty GT.
Great.
He only has photos of Subarus, and yet even he has commented saying hashtag shithouse. So blokes who don't even have photos of themselves, just cars, are commenting on your fashion. Not a good look. Not a good look in every respect. So check it out, Tom and Ollie on Instagram. And up next, a story of two ladies going at it over the title of champagne.
It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Shadow Box of the Angels, Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Come on, Tom, you sound a bit down there. But
oh, I mean, really? I wonder why.
Your shoes are causing quite the stir on the social medias.
Mate, they're Nike Epic Reacts. They're hard to get. All right? They're literally sold out across the country. So just... Before you bag them, know that everybody else wants them as well.
Well, they don't now because Stuart on Facebook, obviously the photo's up on Instagram at Tom and Ollie, but Stuart, we haven't got it on Facebook, so he said sent us a message saying, send me a photo of the shoes. And look, with a kind of personal show, I'm responding to him. I've sent Stuart the shoes. He says, I don't mind them, but yeah, get rid of the pink.
Somebody wrote, May, that outfit would break my camera almost worse than jeans and joggers. Thanks, Boothy Photography.
Not fun.
Get some more followers.
Oh, you got him. You burnt him with that. This is on Instagram, obviously. Laura XX said, not a guy's kind of shoe. So,
and Joel Murphy 1 said, hashtag swag, commenting so you hopefully read my name out on air.
Don't read his name out.
Sorry.
Tom, not a guy's kind of shoe. What are your thoughts on that?
Gender is so 2000.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
Who cares about being in one gender or the other?
So why don't you wear a bra then? Too soon, isn't it?
Oh, it's not too soon. It's just that a guy, when I was 8 years old, you know, a 40-year-old grown man said, why don't you put those boobs in a bra? So I don't know. Yeah, it might be a little bit of a rough spot, mate.
All right, look, we'll cut away from the shoes because I can see some tears welling up across the desk from me.
No worries for the shout-out, mate. Joel just said thanks for the shout-out. So.
All right, up next, we're talking suing. But if you have been, here's a question for you, 133353.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been sued or have you sued someone yourself?
Mate, why didn't you put this on Facebook? This could have got heaps of likes.
It would have broken Facebook, mate.
I'm going to put it on Facebook.
It's too ugly. Facebook has standards. It will take it down. Facebook would say, those shoes are hideous. Get off our platform. 133353, have you been sued or have you sued someone? I keep saying it, but a couple of ladies in a champagne stash. It's up next.
Oh, that's champagne.
And a gun. Champagne party with a rifle.
Hey, guess what? This will cheer me up. It's the ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths, Ollie, with Let Me Down Easy.
Good. That's a nice smile, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it is. I like this song. I like it a lot. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths, Let Me Down Easy, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Hope you're having a good Tuesday night. We'll get Zach Dyer in here very soon. He won Raw Comedy last year and headed over to Edinburgh as a part of it. It's pretty cool.
Good stuff. But right now, 133353, get on the phone if you've been sued or if you've sued someone.
Yeah.
Have you gone to court? Have you said, I'll see you in court?
Call now. Call now.
Yeah, call now, because we have got to get to Zach because he's come in to have a chat. So let's do it. This is an article that I was reading in Fairfax paper, Tom, and it's quite funny. Look, I don't know why I find it funny, but
Who wrote the article?
Nina Hendy.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Does that matter? It's about two ladies. So it says, a legal stoush between two champagne educators is underway after the pair met for the very first time at a champagne event in Melbourne last week.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. The champagne was too lovely.
I love the idea that there are a job called champagne educator. Like, what a great job. Apparently, they earn $500,000 a year.
Are you joking?
That's what one of them has said. So, one of them is called Champagne Dame, and that's Kyla. There's also Champagne Jane.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Their real name's Jane.
Pick up, the champagne's bubbly.
Okay, well, you're going to keep playing sounds, are you, or going to listen?
Pretty much.
Champagne Jane is suing Champagne Dame because Champagne Jane says she was the original Champagne Dame and Champagne Dame shouldn't be able to use the name Champagne Dame.
Mate, I'm thirsty. You know? There's a lot of champagne in here now. You want me to open another bottle?
Yeah, sure. Open another one. Pretty fun party with a rifle going off, isn't it?
It's not a rifle. It's the champagne opening, mate. So what happened with who can use the Champagne Dame title?
Well, it's going to court, Tom.
It's going to court.
It's a live ball game.
It's live right
champagne
now.
Champagne Jane is saying, stop using a name so similar to mine.
Okay.
I was originally awarded the title of Champagne Dame, even though my name's Champagne Jane. You following?
Yeah.
No, you're not. Mate, this is a lost cause. It's a lost cause. I give up. You're just playing sound effects, so I'm not even going to bother.
No, you've got someone on the phone.
Oh, haven't really? Who, Champagne Jane or Champagne Dame?
No, we got Troy. Hey, Troy.
Champagne Troy.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, mate.
What, you been sued, have you, or did you sue someone?
A glass of bubbles. I've got a lot of them.
I'm in the proceedings now of suing somebody.
Ooh, good idea to talk about it on air. Let's get the details out.
No.
What is it?
I had a car in a workshop, and somebody broke in overnight and stole my car, and the workshop basically laughed at me and said, it's your problem, deal with it.
Oh. Hang on, so like a mechanic had your car and they got robbed and your car was taken and they're not owning the
responsibility?
No, they've said it's your problem, deal with it. So it's already been 8 months with the solicitors. Jeez. They've been fighting the insurance company and the insurance company's now not accepting responsibility.
Are you joking? So
I wish I was joking.
So do they, like, is this because in their terms and conditions or something it says that they don't have responsibility for your car?
No, because the key was stored in the key safe and they broke into that as well. They've done everything they can. It's not their responsibility.
Surely their insurance would cover that.
Yeah, their insurance haven't accepted responsibility, so that's why we've proceeded with court.
Dude.
Troy, mate, you get a lawyer and you stick it to him, I reckon.
I have been. We've been going for 8 months. It's going to take a little bit longer, but they're going to pay for it.
And maybe grab some champagne on the way there.
There and back to celebrate the win.
Yeah. Or it's a rifle, like it sounds like.
It's not a rifle. It's champagne.
If you win, grab a champagne bottle. If you lose, get a rifle.
Like the kid from Uncle Buck.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
They've got questions.
That's my job.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Tom, we are the comedian's second home.
Oh, yeah.
Unofficially. Other stations.
No.
Well, Tom, you're shutting me off, but also speaking of other stations, we have a young man named Zach who won the Raw International.
Oh,
give
God,
me the title.
Mate, it's the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Raw Comedy Winner of 2017.
Right. And I feel like there's another station that's quite into that stuff. But
no, mate.
We're stealing the limelight with young Zach. He is here to have a chat. All things comedy. Zach, welcome.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
That's all you get for now.
Yeah,
all right.
Good stuff.
You need to stick around for more, okay?
No worries.
Yes, it has.
So just get your thoughts ready, get your funny bone muscled up.
Oh, I'll stay ready, boys. Don't worry.
Sick as.
And get bad to the bone.
It's George Thorogood. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. More Zach Dyer next. Well, the actual Zach Dyer up next. George Thorogood, bad to the bone. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We'll get into Bell Spells soon, which is going to be great.
Woo!
Bell
Love
Spells.
Bell Spells. Your chance to win a Triple M t-shirt. Which is awesome. Get excited, Tom.
Nah. Hey, guess what? 2017 Raw Comedy National winner Zach Dyer's in here. Hey, Zach.
How you going?
Yeah, bloody good, mate.
Awesome, mate. You look like you've walked straight in off a farm.
Yeah.
That's your vibe. You're a bit of a country boy.
A little bit. I did come from Fitzroy North today, so that's not very country.
Oh, okay. Well, you're like Tom. You're a pretender of being a hipster.
We're a national show, Zach, so don't know local references.
Oh, right. Yeah,
we're
yeah.
everywhere at the same
Hello,
time.
Hello, Australia.
Okay,
thanks
yeah, exactly
for
right.
Well, has Queensland got hipsters? You're from Far North Queensland. Have you got that kind of vibe of hipster?
Oh, yeah, mate. They're bloody everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What, in Brizzy or?
I don't know. I'm not from Brizzy.
But where would you find a hipster in Queensland?
Oh, at a coffee shop. I don't know.
Yeah.
Where they hang around.
Are you from inland, like a little town?
No, coastal town, Townsville.
Oh, cool.
The nice. Jewel of the North.
Is it called that?
I just named it that then.
It's not bad, although I don't think it is. I think it's more like, you know, surely Port Douglas, Noosa would get that title.
Yeah, you know.
Townsville's a bit of a, just like a port.
You want somewhere underground.
Sorry, you bag his hometown, mate.
Well, I'm just saying Townsville's a transit zone, isn't it? Let's be honest.
We've got a nice hill.
No one's holidaying in town. I'm not going to Townsville for a holiday.
What about Magnetic Island?
Yeah, exactly right. That's what I'm saying. You would go to Townsville to go to the island.
All right, good point. You bloody got me
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I'm not staying in Townsville.
Now, Zach, you won Raw Comedy last year, which
I did.
Is massive.
It was easy.
It was easy, was it?
Why was it so easy?
No, it wasn't. It was.
No, you shut your dacks.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you pretty scared?
A little bit. It's just like it you can't get the nerves. Can't let the nerves get to you.
Yeah, yeah. Which is just stand up, isn't it?
Yeah, like absolutely.
You've got to appear confident.
Yeah.
And so how many heats did you have to go through to get to that? Which is, it's Australia's largest open mic competition. If you didn't know what Raw Comedy was, how many heats are you going through?
Two heats and then a state final and then the grand final.
Jeez. Yeah. All right. Yeah. And is it the same set each time? Your same jokes?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what they encourage. I change it up a little bit because I wrote a fresh new banger during the, in between the heats. So I was okay, like, I got to chuck that one in there.
Was it nice and short and sweet?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you want to give it to us now, just as a little teaser for your show?
No, I don't think it works.
Okay. Anymore? Why not? Was it topical?
Might be. I think it's a visual. I can't even remember which one I'm talking about. Who knows?
Right.
Well,
fair enough.
Well, you headed over to Edinburgh for their Fringe Festival, which is the largest comedy festival in the world.
Yep.
What was it like performing over at Edinburgh?
Yeah, it was great. It was huge. That festival blew me away. That was my first trip overseas.
Yeah.
That was another little fun fact.
That's
just
great.
Straight a cute from, story I like to tell people.
Yeah, from Townsville to Edinburgh.
Yeah, yeah.
What's going on here? This is crazy. All this building and stuff. When you've got a mullet and a mustache,
yep.
Was that in place last year in Edinburgh?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, yeah.
How did they react to that?
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, mate, you've never been to Scotland, have you, Ollie?
No.
He fits the mold.
What,
he fits
mullets?
The Scottish Edinburgh mold. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It's coming back.
Yeah.
It's a resurgence. 2018, year of the mullet.
I like it, but it is comedic as well, isn't it? Do you
a little
use it
bit.
For comedy, do you think?
Yeah, yeah, a little bit, but it's also, it looks bloody good. You can't argue that.
Oh, chicks love it, I'm guessing.
Of course.
How about this? One of our mates, Pat, if you search mullet in Google, he's the first search result that
really?
Comes up.
Yeah.
So that's who you're going to have to
goals
beat.
That's goals right there.
Yeah. That's who you have to beat. Now, Zach, you're not a full-time comedian.
No, I'm not. Not yet. If someone want to pay me, I'll happily take it.
Yeah, nice. Well, maybe radio.
Give us a call. Pay Zach.
What do you do for a quid?
I am a gardener.
Gardener.
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you're a tradie, basically.
Basically. I don't have a trade, so there might be a few tradies out there that would get offended if I said I was a tradie.
Oh, right.
Is gardening not a trade?
Yeah, it is, but I'm not qualified. I'm more of a labourer.
You're a labourer.
So, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never knew
Which
that.
Is more of a jack of all trades kind of label.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, we thought, you know, Triple M, lots of tradies listening, probably, I guess they're home by now.
Don't,
maybe
don't stereotype.
Maybe, oh, well,
a stereotype.
Maybe they're at home by now, they're in their shed, and they're going, yeah, I'm a tradie, I'm pretty funny.
Having a beer, just the miso's taken ages to get ready.
Are you funny like Zach? Maybe you're funny at the trade site, and you can prove it, and we'll give you a bit of an assessment. I mean, Zach, you've been there. You've literally launched out of that space.
Yep, yep.
If you heard some young guys who were calling up going, yeah, I'm a funny tradie, could you maybe assess that?
Yeah, of course. Any of us could. If they make us laugh, they're funny.
Brilliant.
There you go.
That's the attitude you
That's
want.
Good.
That's the attitude.
That's what you
so
want.
So 133353, are you a funny tradie?
Yeah. What do you do on site? Maybe you've done a prank. Maybe you're just funny in general. Maybe you've got a joke for us.
Yeah. Few shenanigans.
Funny labourer, tradie. We'll take gardeners.
Of course.
We've taken you.
Don't have to be qualified either.
133353 is our phone number. Get amongst it. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We've got Zach Dyer in here hanging out. 2017 Raw Comedy National winner. It's a good title. It's a good title, Zach.
Yeah, absolutely.
Triple M. Live lightning crashes. Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We've got Zach Dyer in here. He's 2017 Raw Comedy National winner.
Sorry,
Thank
Tom.
You, Zach. Just say, let's say hello to Zach first.
Yeah, hi, Zach. Sorry, Zach, again, you know, hello. But before Tom moves on, Zach, I don't know if you're aware, but you've seen Tom's shoes.
I have,
He's got
yeah.
some new Nikes. Now, your thoughts
they're
were...
They're atrocious.
Yeah. No, nah, they're new.
I don't know, man.
They've got a pink strip at the back. And
a yellow tag.
As I said, they're runners and I'm wearing them in so I can go running. I'm not going to wear them mate, down the street fashionably.
It isn't just you me and Zach saying they're no good.
Stitch up.
Matthew Sanderson on Instagram said, lucky he works in radio. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, good one, Matthew. Get a real job.
Got a face for radio as well, mate. Jade said, looks like one of those middle-aged women who wear stockings and sneakers on the morning commute.
Oh, my God.
Mate, you are getting brutalized.
Ryan John said, lift. Tom, lift.
This is cyberbullying.
But the good thing is that this old mate, Dave Hornsby, said, yeah. I don't get what the fuss is about. And he's just like an old dude, so he's on your side.
Read the rest of what he said.
Oh, I've already moved on. Why
no,
would
he
say?
Said they look all right.
They look, they look all right. Is that what you're going for when you bought them? All right. And then on Facebook, Glenn said, sandals or thongs?
Enough.
Okay. Mike said, nice shoes. Okay. They're making for men. It's a lot of abuse for the shoes. But hey, you bought
them. We have a guest in here.
Yeah, and Zach's
he's performed
I'm loving it.
Zach's loving it. This is comedy
don't,
for Zach.
Yeah, don't hold up because of me.
Do you do a fair bit of self-deprecation as well in your set? So what do you tend to pick on when you're doing your comedy?
Yeah, just... I don't know. Yeah, you do a little bit of a self-deprecation, a bit of deprecation of others.
Yeah, like Tom. I deprecate Tom a
yeah,
bit
yeah.
on the show.
Yeah,
I appreciate.
I've never really heard the word deprecation used other than with self-deprecation.
Hey. Yeah, I self-deprecate Tom.
I mean, it's bullying. I think
defecation is a completely different word.
You, you self-deprecate as well, don't you, Tom? Which is a different thing. Hey, but hey, we're asking on 133353 about funny labourers like yourself, Zach.
Funny tradies.
Funny tradesman. If you want to prove your worth, here's your chance. We've got Zach, he's a pro tradie at being funny.
You could call this Australia's largest open mic radio competition.
For tradies.
For tradies.
Slash labourers.
Yeah.
Or unqualified gardeners.
Yeah.
Now, Tony, you're a tradesman?
I am.
Good on you, mate.
For the machinist, mechanical engineer.
Oh, that's a bit too smart for a tradesman, isn't it, Zach? What do you think?
Yeah, no, that's a great trade.
You go all over the state and all that sort of thing, servicing machines.
All right, well, Zach, you're in charge here. So why don't you're going to ask for Tony's joke, and then you're going to see if he's funny, all right?
All right, lay it on us, Tony. Tell us your joke, mate.
Okay, mate. Do you know Viagra is now available in powder form when you add it to your tea?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does bugger off your man's bits, but it stops your biscuits going soft.
That's good. I like that.
You like that?
Yeah.
I don't mind that. Because I was worried.
You're
going to
turn around and use that, aren't you?
It stops your business.
No, I would never steal a joke, Tony.
Okay. I've got another quick one for you.
Tom didn't get it. Tom, it makes your biscuits stay firm and hard.
Oh, biscuits. They said business.
If you get stuck in your throat, you'll have a stiff neck for hours.
Okay, Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Do you want Tony's second joke or what?
Oh, what do you reckon?
Of course, yeah.
Belle saying no. Belle, our producer, saying no. Why not, Belle?
What's he got, Belle? Come on, jump. Come on. Oh, hang on, I don't have your mic in here. Sorry, mate.
No, we can't talk to her?
No.
Sorry, Belle, you can't come on the show tonight. Zach, let's go to Will here. Hello, Will.
Hey, how you going? I've got this image in my head of Tony being sitting there just punching durries like a skinny machinist in that movie. Just really sucking them deep. He lives off black coffee and durries and just kind of comes up with crap jokes.
It's probably true, Will.
It's good, Will. You're dissing the competition. Good start.
Love this.
Yeah, that's what I do. I actually had a bit of a rant to Ollie once upon a time.
Oh, Will, we've met before at one of the Kennedy Malloy long lunch.
That's it, Dad. That's it. That's the one.
Mate, you're a funny tradie.
Yeah, I try to be. I tell myself I am.
Mate, you're cracking me up already.
Can't hear that, though.
Yeah, well, that's amazing. But look, I don't really walk around telling gags as per se, but one of my favourite sayings at work is sometimes my attitude can weigh quite a bit, you know, don't really want to do things, and blokes might go, oh, Will, do you reckon you can go over there and do that? I've gone, oh, I don't know, man, I've got a hard case of the Harvey Normans today. And they go, oh, what's the Harvey Normans? Oh, I've got no interest. I've been 48 months interest-free, and it's just not going to happen.
Bloody
that's
awesome.
Good.
And that's about all. The only other thing I was going to say, what was going on the other week when that guy from the chats called in? I still haven't moved forward from that.
Yeah, the No Smoko guy. I'm on Smoko.
Yeah,
oh, I love that.
I'll tell you what his new song's going to be. Can I get to the...
Okay. Man, mate, keep Will on. Never fade Will down, Tom. He's bloody hilarious. And I like him. So, Zach, final thoughts?
Yeah, very funny. I loved it. Will was just roasting Tony as soon as he got on.
Yep.
It's always a good move.
It's a good way to get the comp down, isn't it?
Absolutely. I feel like Will's joke was just an excuse for him being lazy on site.
Yeah.
But you know what? As well. You know what we should do? Will?
Yeah.
You want an arm on Smoko tap, mate?
Nah. Because also, too, in my job, like, you earn Smoko, but then we have...
Yeah, sorry.
Hey, Tom, he's actually funnier than you. Like, don't say Will down. He's actually hilarious.
It's the whole point. Eliminate the competition. Eliminate them.
You're just like an insecure, power-hungry dude on radio. Oh, shot me.
No, it's just champagne.
Okay.
It's just champagne, guys.
Up next, we've got a question for Zach, on the back of our board. We've got a list of bad ideas that we've never used.
Let's spin the board.
We're going to spin the board. You're going to have a look at our list of unused ideas, Zach, and choose your favourite. Stuff like, who's your arch nemesis?
And other.
What's your favourite app?
And we'll get you Ask It, all right?
Yeah, no worries. Let's do it.
Sick. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, Zach Dyer, Raw Comedy National winner right here, right now. Dead Heart. What I've got after all your comments on social media. Midnight Oil, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Looking forward to... Bells.
You've changed your tune, Tom. Can you get into it now?
Well, I'm only getting into it because you made me.
Get excited, mate.
I'm not.
And on Facebook, just a photo of Tom's new runners. You can see it. Tom and Ollie.
Can you just stop talking?
Instagram. Luke Pertle said, dad mode activated. Pretty funny, hey, Zach?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, not bad from Luke on Facebook. We've got Zach in here, obviously comedian. Yeah, you're doing a show.
Yep.
Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
It's called The Comedy Zone.
Comedy Zone.
Yeah, it's the five of the best up-and-coming comedians from around Australia.
Oh. Supercharged stand-up from comedy's newest heroes.
There you go. It's on a trades hall every night of the festival except Wednesdays.
The Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we should say.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yep. It's on its 7:15 Sundays, but every other night, 8:15.
Okay.
Trades Hall, Melbourne, during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
Comedyfestival.com.au.
And you've been described as instantly likable and charms and relaxes audiences with wonderful, silly comedy.
Yeah,
so I can't wait to say that. Oh, you wrote that.
Well, the awesome. Herald Sun down in Melbourne said punchy, quick and fast on his feet.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, we're going to go to the phones here because, Zach, we've got a whiteboard full of ideas that we've never used because, to us, they're a bit shit. But what we do is get comedians...
I'm glad you saved them for me, boys. Yeah.
Because you're a comedian, you're a funny man, you have the ability to, I think, rescue an idea and pull it out of the grave.
Yep.
And revive it.
All right.
You've had a look at the board. What are you liking?
I like ridiculous impulse buys.
Amazing. Here's our phone number. Why don't you say one out loud?
All right. 1-3-3-3-5-3. 1-3-3-5-3.
That's a better way of saying it.
Call in and tell us about your impulse buys.
Oh, well done.
You're a natural, mate.
Yeah, have you ever done radio?
Yeah, I'm coming for your job, boys.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Are you from Queensland?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't tell. Now, tell us about impulse buys, because you were saying that for you this has become an issue.
Oh man, Uber Eats has ruined my life.
Yeah.
I would be a millionaire right now. I'm lucky I don't get fat. I'm quite a skinny man.
Yeah.
But I used to fantasize about a service that would bring food to my door.
Yeah.
Like before it was even a thing, and I'm actually quite spewing that I didn't think of it.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing. I mean, it's making a lot of money. I'm guessing it's huge now.
That $5 delivery fare. Oh.
Doesn't stop you though, Tom.
Oosh.
Does it?
$5, I mean, it all adds up when you know, 4 or 5 times a week. But
I'm getting breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Uber Eats. Adds up. I wouldn't mind a little snack.
Tom, would you count your new Nikes as an impulse buy? I mean, you got 2 pairs, so that's at least one of them's an impulse buy.
I accidentally ordered one online and I couldn't cancel it. So yes, I have another pair coming
of the same shoes.
Yes, of the same
Mate,
shoes.
Mate, you are
Zach.
In a predicament.
Well, this is the thing. They're flogging them online for about $350. So I'm going to make like $70.
And the thing is, you're flogging them offline as well. So,
people other than you actually buy them.
People sold out around the bloody world, Zach. Yeah. Okay, I know you're there in your Blundstones. I've got a pair of Blundstones as well. All right, mate. It's just today I'm wearing in my runners.
Mate, you don't have a job to wear Blundstones in. You haven't got a job to wear any clothes in. You're a radio host. You could be naked. No one cares.
My Oliver ATs are good.
I'm glad you're not.
Zach, give it a go again. The number?
1-3-3-5-3. Call in and tell us about your impulse buys.
Oh, bravo.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1-2-3-4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, yeah, baby. Still two fun hours to come.
That big second hour, Tom.
That big second hour of the show,
and,
Ollie.
And then the third hour after.
Wouldn't it be good to just do 2 hours?
I'd be cruisy. Not cruisy. I mean, I'm just saying it'd be easier than three.
Never.
2 hour show's hard, but a 3 hour show, it is just bigger.
You boys sound like you don't want to be here.
Oh, Zach, don't say that.
Don't get us in trouble.
Zach, no. You're our guest, mate. You need to be on our side here.
Yeah, well, I've got to make the most of it.
Of course, Naughty After 9 is an hour away, Tom. Mm. Now, Zach wouldn't know about this. We get Naughty Zach after 9 o'clock. Okay. We're asking about... Well, Tom, you've got a story about your parents.
No, it's not my parents. Have you accidentally given your... to your parents?
Porn.
Ah, oh.
Come on, mate. We're adults here.
But Zach Dyer, 2017 Raw Comedy National winner, is in here. He's got a show at comedyfestival.com.au. Are you doing a national tour or anything?
Not as of yet. Nothing's been announced. I'm not sure.
So just Melbourne, ooh, then you're going to hang the boots up and back to the trade site?
Yeah, yeah, back to garden. Like, the gardens aren't going to garden themselves.
No, they're not.
But we've asked on 133353 for your impulse buys, your bad impulse buys. We'll get to your calls up next. And keep calling now.
What have you bought just off the cuff? Just gone, you know what, stuff it. I think we had a Harley once, a Harley Davidson motorbike once, didn't we?
Yeah, that's
and
good.
Don't call in and say you bought impulse deodorant because that's not a very funny joke.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M.
Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine. Hey, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. We'll get into
Bell spells.
Very soon you
get
can
your
win
spelling
yourself
cap
a
on.
Triple M t-shirt. Yeah. Is that what we're going for
that's
there?
That's it, Tom. That's
sick.
It.
Sick.
Cool.
Sick.
Cool t-shirt. Which would be great. I don't know why I kept talking then.
Nah, you shouldn't have. Zach Dyer, 2017 Raw Comedy National winner, is in this studio, ladies and gentlemen.
Thanks for having me. Right, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah. You know the kind of applause you get normally at your shows, just a smattering.
Yeah, like that, but like, I don't know, 10 to 15 times more.
You'd get this, wouldn't you?
Lots of that. All tied in together.
Yeah, all at once. Hey, we're asking about impulse buys. I'm on 3353. What have you impulse bought? On Facebook, Luke said, I impulse bought 2 old Land Cruisers so no one else could have them.
Okay.
$10,000 down and they just sit there.
Good story. Good
stuff. You just bought them for no reason.
Swing on this way, Luke.
Yeah, yeah.
Love a cruiser.
Yeah.
You got a car?
Yeah.
What is it?
Mazda BT50.
Oh, yeah? Tradie.
Yeah. Cool. Your pickup.
Yeah, yeah.
They're big pickup.
Yeah, it's one of the small ones, the two wheel drive ones.
Oh, okay, not a four door.
No, two okay. door.
Yeah.
When do we talk cars?
Yeah. You got the full cab in the back or half cab? Or
all right, let's get into Sam on 3353. What'd you impulse buy, Sam?
I bought myself a new Triton Ute about a month ago.
Oh, nice.
Triton
cars.
And how much of an impulse buy was it?
I was probably a week and a half out from Rego with my other car that probably needed new wheels and probably a bit of an engine tune-up.
Yeah.
And instead of doing that, I went and just
bought a new one.
Finance, and it was more of a happy separation present than anything.
Right. Oh, right. Yeah. Treat yourself.
Yeah. How's a Triton compared to a BT, Zach? What do you reckon?
Oh, mate, they're both good utes.
Yeah.
Triton's better, mate. But I also bought it in my lunch break at work.
Oh, well, there you should have started the story with that, Sam.
Sorry, mate.
Well, that's an impulse buy.
You drove back to work in the new car?
No, I drove off and I basically did all the paperwork in 40 minutes on my lunch break and came back to work and told my boss I'd pick it up in a week.
You got a partner, Sam?
I've just recently separated.
Yeah, that's why I got the U.
Yeah.
Because you got separation. It was a little separation present.
Give it a hug.
Do you reckon your partner would have liked
ask about his partner.
No, she actually didn't go down too well with her, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not get into that. That's another
story. No. Yeah, no, you're right.
Were you asking him in theory if his ex-partner would have liked the car? just imagine you were still with your partner. Yeah. How would you have felt?
Yeah, why not?
That's an interesting line of questioning, isn't it, Zach?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to be deep for a bloody Tuesday night,
Zach,
on the radio.
Come in here. You don't do radio. You don't need to bag me about my shoes.
Yeah, well, your shitty shoes and your shit question to Sam.
I've had it up to here.
Lucky you got a beer.
You can push your own buttons.
Lucky you've got a beer.
I didn't want to pick favourites coming in, but.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Pick the straight guy. That'd be right. Straight guys stick together,
straight,
is that right?
Straight.
Hey, Justin.
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm sorry for the attitude towards you, mate, but I'm just feeling a lot of heat over this side of the desk.
Those shoes are getting too hot.
You asked the question.
Justin, what was your impulse buy?
Yeah, it's another car story, mate. I was, we were living overseas and So, you know, a good part of 6-7 years, and came home and my wife said everything's expensive in Australia, be sensible. And I was driving down the road and saw this shiny turbocharged Lancer on the side of the road and thought, geez, I should grab that.
Yeah.
And yeah, dropped 40K, just shy, 10 bucks shy of 40K on it, and drove it home. And yeah, she was...
Get home pretty tears. Quick, mate, or what?
I got home quick, but the tears took a long time to get over.
Yeah, yeah.
Your wife was in tears?
Yeah, she wasn't too impressed.
Yeah, because you should have bought a Triton or a BT50.
Was it yeah, an... well, that's it, right? She said, just buy something sensible. And I came home, and it only runs on premium. And
oh, was it an Evo?
Best mileage. Yeah, yeah, that's it. So
love that.
Yeah, you feel good then?
Oh, well, that's it. I'm the first one to the next traffic.
I mean, it is better than a Hyundai gets, though. Let's be honest.
How much? How much are we going to do
tonight? How much can one man take?
You know, last night had a good half an hour chat about dealing with anxiety and the spiraling effect it had on me yesterday.
Yeah.
How I nearly broke down in front of the microwave because it was too difficult to work.
Microphone.
And tonight, no, the microwave.
Oh right, okay. Tom, you're only as good as your last show.
I don't care.
So. You know, tonight's a new night.
Great.
Say goodbye to Zach.
Bye,
Tom.
Zach.
No, he's going to sell you short here, Zach. Mate, good luck in the festival.
Thanks, guys.
Once again, tickets can be bought where?
Do your own credits.
On the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website.
If only you knew that what that was.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's Melbourne Comedy Festival. No, I just Google it.
No, it's not.
It's so simple.
No, it's not. It's comedyfestival.com.au.
Zach, you're getting a real treat.
The
here.
Comedy Zone.
You'll
buy your tickets.
Yep.
Come along. Have fun. Follow me on Instagram at localfunnyman. Thank you so much.
Good, Zach. Mate. And this is a rare treat for you. You'll never go on a radio show again and be whisked away by a grumpy, whinging host who's just cracked it. But there you go. Only on Triple M. Only on Tom and Ollie. Zach, thank you.
Thanks, boys.
See you at the festival. Hey, buy tickets for our show as well, Tom.
Oh, yeah.
Where
Facebook.
Are Where are they?
Facebook, Tom and Ollie.
Good.
Don't point towards the picture of my shoes. They're the way there.
Come on.
No, I don't want to do it. All right. Alive, Pearl Jam, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Fine. I'll give Zach Dyer another plug.
Come on.
It's on here on the sheet, so just want to let everybody know, this isn't me. I'm reading this, okay? Comedy Festival.
Hang on, what, you got a beef against Zach?
He bagged me a lot.
Well, there's a photo up on Instagram and Facebook now of us and Zach, and your shoes do feature in the photo, which I think is only fair.
2017 Raw Comedy National winner. You can see him at his show, The Comedy Zone, which is on at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Head to comedyfestival.com.au for tickets. No more plugs.
No more plugs?
No more plugs.
Tom, Bell Spells is coming up pretty much in the next 5 minutes, so you can start calling now if you want. 1-3-3-5-3.
Bell Spells!
Just quickly, I just wanted a quick story to share with you to cheer you up. A bit of a laugh.
Is it not to do with
it's
me?
It's not about you.
Great.
You know, I
so
can
I can
start,
get involved in this.
I can start by saying, you know what, Tom, you're a great guy. You're a great guy.
I currently work as a radio host.
You're a great guy, and you've got plenty of friends.
Thank you.
That's not part of the story. That's just to get you on site. The story involves Airtasker, which is this crazy cool app that I look, you think I'm stupid for liking it. It's just a really weird space where if you know it, you probably know how it works. But basically Airtasker is you post a job and you say, I need this job done. It can be as simple as...
collect my mail.
Collect my mail? Sure. Jumpstart my car, which is what our producer Bell has done before.
Clean my new runners.
Yeah, you wouldn't... Would you do that?
Why not?
Just do it yourself. It's normally jobs that are kind of hard to do, sure. Or at least a bit niche. I asked sure. about photography on Airtasker, mm-hmm. and people then bid and say, I'll do your job for you for not much money. So
exactly.
you get yeah. it done real cheap.
Yeah.
A friend of mine she's in a couple, she's actually married, and she got a pole put into her spare room. She wanted to get into pole dancing, right? So she's like, yeah, I'm going to give it a crack. And I was at her house over the weekend and with her husband, you know, nothing too sexy. But in fact, it's not sexy because she hasn't even used it. But in the process of getting it put in, they got Airtasker involved. So they got a guy to come in and install the pole because it's got to be quite weight sensitive, right? And so the husband was at home during the installation.
The what was the husband doing standing in the corner going, great. Feel pretty emasculated here. Somebody else is coming to install my wife's pole for pole dancing. He's going, those load-bearing screws? And the guy's like, yeah, mate, I know what I'm doing.
obviously. Well, I'm installing your wife's pole.
He may have been emasculated because it gets even worse, Tom.
Oh, no.
Because once the guy had installed it, the guy putting it in goes to the husband, you might want to just give it a bit of a test. Like, you might need to give it a...
Hang on. No, mate. We've hired you because we want a load-bearing pole. I don't need to test it. I just need to trust you that it'll work.
The guy goes to the husband, can you just give us give a twirl? Give us a little spin on the pole. And he's like, are you serious? I don't want to get on the pole in front of you. He's like, just to see it's going to take the weight. And he's like, fine, I'll do it. And he's just doing a little spin on the pole for a local tradie. And the guy's best. Like, yeah, looks pretty sturdy, mate. And sweet dancing, by the way. Hot stuff. Enjoy your pole.
Give us a call now, 133353. You want to win a Triple M t-shirt and be crowned the Bell Spells champion? 133353. Jump on that blah. This is Dire Straits, Lady Rider, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Lady Rider, Dire Straits, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. You could call us Triple M's Tom and Ollie. That's a good way to put it. We're going to ask the question, how can you be content with what you have very soon if our producer Belle keeps it on the board and doesn't rub it off and get rid of the idea?
Tom, don't be down on Belle. She's in here for Belle Spells, mate.
Belle Spells!
I put it on twice on the board. So really, it's not that we're not going to do it, it's that we do it twice.
Okay, Belle.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Keep the content stuff to us, mate. You're just in here as a spelling bee person.
Well, Tom, you're against Belle Spells. No one's... Look, it's because, been a bit lackluster.
Okay. I know we don't usually say the amount of people that call on the phones.
Oh, here we
but
go.
When we ask on 133353 twice for Belle Spells and you get one call... You know that that's a failure. And I've said in meetings several times,
yeah,
the Belle Spells
needs to go.
Should not return. It should almost sound like this.
Belle Spells!
You know?
What is... Okay, yep.
Well, Ollie's just on his phone,
I'm sorry,
so...
Yeah. Can you please pay attention?
I'm just getting some words together.
You haven't done your words yet?
No, I have.
This is actually ridiculous.
No, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. Are you guys ready to go?
Yes.
Belle, are you ready?
We have one player.
Yeah, well, okay, so we're padding for the players.
No, well, I'm saying that this segment shouldn't happen.
Belle's making a lot of hand gestures, not saying anything. Just radio, Belle, so you've got to speak.
Yeah, just let's play.
What are you upset about, Belle?
We've got two people. We've got three people now.
Yeah. All right, great. DJ, welcome
this
to the
stadium. This is Ollie's game, mate.
Welcome
it's not mine.
Welcome to the stadium, DJ.
How are we going?
Good, mate. How are you?
Not bad, thank you.
Confident? Good speller?
Yep.
What's your job again, DJ?
I do furniture and bedding removal and installation.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, DJ, let's start us off here. You're going to go first.
Such a shit game.
It's not a shit game. DJ, how it works is you've got to spell the word. If you get it wrong, Belle can knock you out by spelling it correctly, okay?
Sweet.
Belle Spells!
It's the best part of this game.
First word is... Labourer. This is what Zach Dyer was.
L-A-B-O-U-R-E-R.
Correct. Zach, DJ, you move on.
I nearly said the F word here because this is an absolute... This is like community radio.
It's not. It's good. DJ, your second word is beautiful.
Isn't it, Belle?
Yeah, it is.
Beautiful. Can you spell that?
B-E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L.
Of course, because it's the easiest word in the world. Oh, my God.
Okay,
Ollie,
DJ.
If you want this game to continue, you need to put more effort into this, okay?
DJ, your third word is... This is to win. We've got heaps of players now, but it's become too easy.
Oh, my God.
Your third word is bitumen. What the road is made of, bitumen.
B-I-T-U-M-E-N.
He's won a t-shirt.
Whoa!
Well, could you spell that, Belle?
Nah.
No, you couldn't.
I was going to spell it a really wrong way.
You were going to be like
B-I-T-C-H-U-M-E-N. C. You.
You're going to spell bitch, you, men. Good stuff. Well done, DJ. You won a t-shirt, mate. And that's
that's
probably one of the best Belle spells I've ever done.
No, because there was no real competition.
I think.
We have one guy on the phone. Then about eight people called up because we asked so many times for people to call.
Is it our fault?
And then...
Yeah, you need harder words.
The first guy called up because you put beautiful in as a word.
Well, last time I said diarrhea and you were like, that's too hard. Oh. I can't win.
And Ollie on Triple M. Tom and Ollie, they've got questions. We understand if you do too.
What the hell is that?
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Hey, feet feeling, Tom? How okay. those brand new Nikes?
Okay. You need to seriously shut up about the shoes.
Okay, well.
And everybody on Instagram and Facebook at Tom and Ollie need to shut up about the shoes. Look, there is one good thing that's come of it.
It's received 40 comments. Like, people are very intrigued by your shoes.
There is one good thing that's come from it, though, Ollie.
Yep.
I have received 5 personal followers. So, at Tom Bainbridge.
Well, that's great.
I love a follow.
I think it's so it's so good that you're really
focusing. And if you're a hot tradie and you follow me, probably follow you back.
It's great that you're really focusing on social media as a way to get happiness. I think that's really good for you. I think it's really healthy.
Speaking of happiness, here's what I want to do now, Ollie. 133353. From those people that are content with where they are in life right now, for those people that are really comfortable with the assets, the job, the things assets. Around them, I want to hear from you. 133353. As we delve into tonight's, I suppose, deep question, how can you be content with what you have?
Man, no one's content. No one's going to call up. The human condition means we are never content with what we have.
You reckon we're always searching?
Absolutely. That's my opinion.
All right. Well, we'll delve into this a bit further next. But 133353, are you content with life? If you are, we have questions. 133353, Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Tonight, Baby Animals, Triple M's Tom and Ollie here. Naughty After Nine, only 20 minutes away. Have you accidentally given your paw to your parents? Accidentally given your sexy videos to your parents?
You can say porn, Tom. Porn is a fine word to say.
That's what we'll be asking after 9 o'clock.
But Tom, you're getting serious here. You want to ask a rather philosophical, rather deep, probing, life-meaning question.
Yeah, how can you be content with what you have? How can you be content with what you have?
Well, it's a very Buddhist thinking, Tom, which my mum is Buddhist.
Really? Is this what Buddhism is all about?
Buddhism says, and I'm paraphrasing because it's come from my mum.
Yeah.
And that it says that humans are basically, and very nature is that we will never be happy. There will always be suffering. There will always be pain in life.
Yeah.
And our best thing we can do is to ignore happiness and ignore pain, ignore the good stuff and the bad stuff, and just float through life and reach nirvana.
Life, oh life, oh life, oh life.
Oh, it's good.
That's where your brain goes. So you pose the question, but your brain is only capable of singing.
Oh life, oh life.
It's so good.
Yeah, good stuff, Tom.
I haven't heard Desiree for ages.
Your brain's like putty. Oh, this is a tough question. Life.
Plato. Ollie?
Yeah.
Plato.
I know you like Plato.
No,
it's
not
like
Plato. Plato, the philosopher. He talks about it in his dialogue. I think it's called The Dialogue.
Diary. In his diary.
Dialogues. Anyway, he does a dialogue between Socrates and Callicles.
Okay.
And Socrates is saying to Callicles, mate, life is like a leaky jar. You know, if you're always trying to fill that jar up, yet it keeps leaking out, it's going to be a tough life. Never try and fill the jar.
So what should you
do? Just be content with what you've got, which is a leaky jar.
So what is analogous to putting the stuff in the jar?
Don't make me go further.
Okay, that's all you've got.
Just if you just keep trying to fill the jar,
yep.
Which is life,
yeah,
and happiness is the liquid you're trying to put in it, and the happiness is leaking out of the jar.
So stop trying. In life, stop trying. That's what Tom's saying. 133353, if you've got some thoughts on this one, how can we be content with life? Mandy, what do you think?
Well, I'm a very happy chappy. I've got a fabulous life. And I think one thing that I've really come to the conclusion.
Bravo.
Yeah.
That's very deep about the happiness leaking out of a jar, too. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it was Plato, not me, so.
But that's it. I just don't think I put any conditions on my happiness. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a lot of people say I'll be happy when I have ABC or this or that. But, no, I've got a really good life. I've got a great marriage, great family, 2 fabulous kids.
But, Mandy, were you always someone who was predisposed to be happy? Is it just good genes?
I think I've got a pretty good default happiness there. But look, you know, of course we all have our ups and downs and we hurt. And I think I was probably had a bit of an anxious time probably about 10 years ago. But it was actually a really good time for me because I sort of went, I'm not going to be anxious. I'm going to be, you know, quite chilled and sort of roll with things as they come along.
Yeah.
Sing it, Mandy.
Bye.
Oh, okay.
It's where Tom has time to think. He plays the song.
Life. Our life. Hey, Tanisha.
Hello.
You're 17 and you're content with life?
I am. I really am.
Love it.
Wow.
Why so positive? Why so, well, not positive, but why are you so content?
Well, I just started doing what I really wanted to be doing. School wasn't for me, so I just jumped straight into what I wanted to be doing.
And what's that?
So I'm studying to become a full-time hairdresser and beautician.
Great.
Yeah.
Bloody good.
So you wouldn't think that Triple M would have too many 17-year-old beauticians listening to the station, but that's great.
Do you know what? I'm actually, I'm almost fully qualified. I finish in May.
Oh. And so, Tanisha, you're just completely content with life.
I really am. You know, I have my down days where I start thinking. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, just if you start thinking about how you're doing what you want to be doing, and I think that if you're not in a career path that you want to be in and you're not somewhere in life where you want to be, get somewhere that you want to be, you know. Leave that job that's making you unhappy. Like, go somewhere that's going to, like, you're going to enjoy yourself for most of the part time anyway.
Nice one, Tanisha. I mean, of course, Tom, she's 17. I mean, life will get her down eventually, but right now.
Especially Saturn returning at 27.
Oh, when your Saturn returns at 27, man, your life will just be upside down. But enjoy it while you're 17.
Don, you're 41. How can we be content with what we have?
How are you going, guys?
Good, mate.
Questioning life.
The deep question here is, how are we going? And that's the real question.
Life is good. Come on. We live in a lucky country. This is awesome place. Mm. So the reason I called is I'm in advertising.
Oh, gross.
Here we go.
And
Adman.
And our job is to actually make you guys or the population be consumers.
Okay, so you're trying to make us not be content with life. You're trying to make us search.
Greedy. Oh. There's a difference between content and being greedy. So if you really think about it, you don't even need to have a job in this beautiful land of ours, and you'll survive. You'll be happy. Yeah, you'll be fine.
You'll be happy. You'll be, you know, every day you'll do nothing but sit on the couch. It's not a great life.
Well, that's happiness to some, I guess. But yeah, at the end of the day, what I do from 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock is try and convince people to buy stuff. And when I come home, my son says, can I buy this? And I say, no, let's get that branch and that tissue box and make a train. So I live in a weird world, but that is happening.
So Don, where's the lesson in this? Where's the positive?
Positive basically is to look through the mist. The mist is that we are here to actually make people fall into trends, fall into being...
Don's an asshole marketer who's got a high-paying job and he's doing fine and his kid wants stuff and he goes home to a happy family and is making money off us. So thanks, Don. Is he kidding himself? Belle, why'd you put Don last, mate?
Hey, producer Belle, jump on your mic there because you were disagreeing with us. You shook your head, scoffing your golden gay time down your gob.
Gobble, gobble.
Why should we be listening to Don, who said he works in advertising and he makes us thirsty and not content with life?
Because he's coming from a point saying that his job is to make us realize that we are not content, and he is telling us, he's basically giving us the inside scoop on advertising to ignore it and be happy.
Don't believe the ads.
Don't believe the ads and be content with what you've got. You do not need what you're being told.
That's what fuels this radio station.
Go out and buy new Nike GTs with pink strips and yellow tags on them. Like Tom did. You'll be sad. And the proof's in the pudding, Tom.
Thank you, Mandy. Thank you, Tanisha. Thank you, Don.
Oh, yeah.
Stop it. Come on.
No, he's all right.
He's getting all right. He's blowing the industry
Bell's
wide open.
Well, reinterpreted it for us. Thank you, Bell. Yeah, I appreciate that.
133353. How can you be content with what you have? Give us a call. Tom and Ollie on Triple M. It's Pink Floyd with Learning to Fly. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Stop commenting on the photo on Facebook and Instagram of my new Nike Epic Reacts. They're good. I'm wearing them in.
$220 bucks, a waste of money.
They're my runners, and they're the best shoes that I own.
Oh, wow.
And I'm wearing them in. Look, they're not for everyday casual wear. I get it.
They're not terrible, but it's just the fashion combo you pulled off here.
My phone is going off with the amount of people. messaging in on our Instagram
on the,
and Facebook.
On the post on Tom and Ollie on Facebook, Josh has said, this is for you, Belle, our producer. Just for research purposes, can we get a full pick of producer Belle in the shoes? I feel like she might be able to make them look hot AF. So there you go, Belle.
Oh, nice thumbs up.
Get a photo of you in the shoes. You look like a clown. That'll be too big for you. But we'll get a pic. Don't worry. We'll get a pic of you.
Happy?
Full body pic he asked for.
Happy now.
Happy Belle.
133353. How can you be content with what you have? It's my life. It's now or never. You know?
Just gets you thinking, that song, doesn't it? Just gets you thinking in the zone.
Oh, well, this gets you thinking.
It's the age-old question of, is the grass always greener?
Well, this is the thing. This is what I've been talking about. Because yesterday, you know, I had my anxiety attack, my panic attack.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why am I having this anxiety? Why? What's wrong with me? I've got a great job.
You're a privileged, white, straight white male.
I know. Well, I'm not a straight white male, am I?
Okay, but the other ones,
yeah. Yeah, well, I'm a white male, but I'm a homo white male. Therefore... mental illness.
You're a sink. Single income, no kids. You've got plenty of cash to burn.
Living in the city, you know.
Living it up in the city.
Okay, all right. I'm just trying to do a really nice moment here.
You're Bruno Marsing it.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
You've given us a call on 133353. How can we be content with what we have, Andy?
Dude, Plato was right. It is human nature to always want more. Mm. But the trick is gratitude. So, yeah, we got to think about where we'd be if we didn't have what we have.
Yeah.
And gratitude. Gratitude's key for all happiness, man.
It's that, you know, key thing of don't take things for granted, isn't it?
Definitely. And when we spend time, you know, like, you know, in a couple of weeks I'll have these nice clothes, I'll be able to afford these nice clothes, or, you know, we're always waiting for the next thing. We're writing off the time between now and then.
Yeah.
You know, that time means nothing. It goes really quickly.
It's good. It's good.
Is Andy saying don't wish away time?
Is that what you're saying, Andy?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah. Don't wish away time.
Mm-hmm. Then just say it, Andy. Just say it.
Don't wish away the time,
don't
baby.
Don't make me reinterpret it.
Yeah, nice, Andy.
That's good, Andy.
Let's head over to Alfie. Alfie, how can we be content with what we have?
Be content? Well, I'm 55. I'm homeless. Living in my car, I've just had a hip operation, and I wake up every day and think that I'm still here. One door shuts and another door opens.
Wow! So
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you have in life; it's what you give.
So, Alfie, are you able to give much though? If you're homeless and you're living in your car?
Yeah, I'm a very community-spirited person. You know, I help out in the surf club, volunteer firefighter, been doing that for years.
And so you get your meaning from life not through working but through giving?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
You're an inspiration, Alfie. That's what I'd say.
Well, I hope I am.
Yeah, can I ask, what have you done for the first half of your life? Surely you must have had a different scenario going on then?
Oh, yeah, I used to work. I was married. Surfed, you know, surf life saving, rural fire service, and one day my whole life just changed.
How did that happen, Alfie? Do you mind if we ask?
I worked at a hospital, and a patient tried committing suicide, and I had a hold of him over a balcony, and he let go of me and fell to his death, and my whole world fell apart.
Oh, Alfie, that is a horrible situation. I'm sorry to hear that, mate.
So you lost work from that, did you?
Yeah, mate. Yep. On a disability pension now for the rest of my life.
Oh, Alfie.
And now my father's dying of cancer, and we had a bit of a family argument, and I've been kicked out of home. I'm living in my car.
Well, Alfie, if anyone can learn from you, it's the rest of us to know that you can be content with life, even at life's roughest. You're a legend.
Yep.
You're an absolute legend, mate. Well done.
Yep, thanks you guys, and Triple M rocks. I love your show.
Yeah, that's it. That's bloody it. That's what it is.
We're always here, Alfie. Good on you, mate.
And of course, Lifeline 13, 11, 14, if there are any things that come up from this chat. But Ollie, I think the people that say it most, and I think the people that really touch my heart when it comes to how to be content with what you have, how to just go out there and grab it.
If you play Gang of Youths,
It's the award. Oh, it's the ARIA award-winning Gang of Youths with their song "Say Yes to Life." You know?
Yeah. Oh, be quiet.
Naughty After Nine up next. You with Tom and Ollie. We'll just play a little bit.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.